with their own cocks, while loads of feminists stand around laughing, drinking yards of ale, welding metals and thermoplastics, and playing darts with the donated embalmed peens of dead male feminists. The copywriter asked me to change peens to penises, because she said that peens was a less common word, but I overruled her, because it's my book and I wrote it. Many of our readers won't want to read a book like that. We are a commercial publishing house. So the Hitler thing, you know, was just presented as fact, and then he took some grapes from a bowl and ate them. So I conceded that, yes, OK, the fart should be included somewhere in the book because it was such a pivotal one. But I suggested that it might be introduced, you know, somewhere after page 11, once I'd established myself properly as not being like Hitler and gained the trust of the reader, once I'd proved to them that I could write about things other than farts. It's the same with stand-up, I told my female editor. First, gain the audience's trust, and then you can do whatever you like. Even fart, she said. Yes, even fart, I said. I see, she said. She got a really high voice. The reader, I explained to my editor, who is a woman, doesn't know who I am yet. I haven't introduced myself properly. They don't know anything about me. I don't want them thinking, oh, who's this fart-obsessed idiot? Oh, no, this book isn't going to be all about farts, is it? Oh, I hate farts at the best of times. Oh, hope it's not going to be like a book version of the musical Cats, without the cats and music, but with farts and pages instead. Do you know, I hated Cats the musical. I went to see it. I just couldn't bear it. First of all, a cat